Yeah, I've been over there several times, and I tell you what, they do a fantastic job. I mean, for those of you that play a lot of winter golf, I mean, their simulators they have upstairs in their clubhouse are second to none, especially for an on-course facility. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. They do a lot of business. The owners and the manager there, they're very aggressive. And again, they do a fantastic job. Food and beverage, they really, really do a good job. The golf course speaks for itself. I mean, it's always in great shape. The layout is really, really good. I mean, there's some really good holes out there. One of those golf courses, you come off and you kind of say, well, I used every club in the bag. I mean, the conditions are good. They have some big greens. You have to drive it pretty accurately. I mean, there's some dog legs and, you know, kind of some different type shots where you're hitting some uphill shots, some downhill shots. You kind of have to get yourself around that golf course. But, I mean, it's really, really good. It's located out in Medina, which is easy to get to. It's a just great location. I mean, great facility. Moderately priced for what you get there. It's very, very, very good. If you haven't had Bunker Hill on your schedule, you need to get it on there because it's one of the best ones we have here in Northern Ohio. So we're blessed to have it in this area. So, yeah, try to get out there and play it. I think you'll definitely enjoy it.
Man, a more ringing endorsement I don't think I'll ever hear. I mean, it sounds like a very challenging but rewarding course, Dan.
Yeah, it really is. Like I said, it's one of those where, like I said, it's tough. You know, I think when you're done with a golf course, I would give it, you know, a 7 or 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, I don't think it's overly long, you know, but once again, it kind of plays a little bit longer due to some of the dog legs where you're kind of forced to lay it up in certain areas. I mean, the green draw is really good. I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about the greens. They put a lot of money into the facility too. I know they redid their 18th green. 18th green, I know, was a real steep in the past, and it was a little bit too severe, and I think they've leveled that down. You know, don't 100% quote me on it, but I think that was the hole they were doing some construction on a couple years back, and it's got some good reviews on what they've done.